Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and wow, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon on my program called Rise. And guess what? Can you believe it's the end of the year almost? And time has just flown. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. I just thought to myself at the beginning of the year, I thought to myself, oh, what are we heading for, hey? And we are really through it. Praise the Lord for that. And we're just here to really have an incredible prophetic time spent together this afternoon. I have the most beautiful couple in ministry, honestly, in the studio with me this afternoon, and it's Kari and Anton Smith. They are just absolutely incredible combination of God's glory that rests on them. And they just come through and they just minister in the most prophetic way and the most beautiful way. Mm-hmm. And we're so excited to have them. Kari, I'm going to quickly do an introduction because I think it's so important, because you need to know where they come from. And we've known them for many years in the ministry, and they have really carried and come alongside many, many ministries and really spoken into the marketplace. And they've been apostolic leaders in Cape Town that impact the kingdom of God together with wife Kari. Anton and Kari have been so strategic in so many ways of really speaking into churches, into the body of Christ, and into individuals and into the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So they've, as a dual couple, have had major impacts, and they carry an incredible mantle for the marketplace, and especially through the door of hospitality and education. It's incredible what they actually do. They're so multitasked and gifted, I have to say, and they've just had a wonderful journey with the Lord in these times. Anton is also a qualified lawyer with a heart to impact and grow other marketplace leaders in their calling. They are international. They're often American. They've been to America, and they're all over the place. So God is using them mightily. And Anton is used by God to transform families and regions by setting the bride of Christ free from captivity through deliverance and teaching of the word. Anton carries a governmental authority over land and ministers and teachers around the world, giving clear and direct input to leaders, churches, and ministries, equipping the body of Christ to better hear from God and to apply his revelation to transform lives, communities, cities, and nations. Praise the Lord for your Amen. For the gifting that God has given you and the mantle. And Kari is prophetic, a voice and marketplace leader to Cape Town that impacts the kingdom of God together with her husband, Anton, through their ministry, Kingdom GPS. I love the name of your, it just says it all. We do not have to explain that. An apostolic and prophetic church with a strong marketplace relevance. Kari is used by God in the office of the prophet to bring transformation to families and regions by setting the bride of Christ free from captivity through the prophetic and teaching of the word. Kari operates with territorial authorities and ministers and teachers around the world, giving clear and direct prophetic input to leaders, churches, and ministries, equipping the body of Christ to better hear from God and to apply his revelation to transform lives, communities, cities, and nations again. Kari carries a dual mantle of ministry and the marketplace as an entrepreneur, impacts different spheres of society through the door of hospitality and education. Kari joined the fight against systematic poverty, systemic. So please forgive me for that. Systemic poverty when she started Touching Lives, a nonprofit organization in 2004 that provides food and other supplies to orphanages in the impoverished areas in and around Cape Town. Wow, what a What an incredible combination of God's glory with these two. And what we're going to cover this program is about really preparing the body of Christ and positioning the body of Christ for what's coming. And I think we know that it's unprecedented and perilous times that we live in. And we need to be okay, and we need to still stay focused, and I have our heart for the lost. Yeah, so okay. We're going to take a music break right now, and I'm going to welcome him straight after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Good afternoon, and I'm sure you're going to be so excited for this program. Thank you for being with us this afternoon and staying tuned. We have Kari and Anton Smith in the studio with us this afternoon, and they're from Kingdom GPS, and they carry a huge, massive international mantle for those that are in the marketplace, as well as ministries and churches. And they're going to really share with us, you know, Anton, we've really been in unprecedented times, and things aren't getting better. You know, we have been really being stretched. I like to use the word stressed. It's stretched. You know, we've been stretched for the new things that are coming. But we do need to. We know that there's a time of urgency right now for the body of Christ. So I want you to please just minister to us and tell us what is it that we need to. What is the body of Christ needing to look like in these times?
Renee, thank you so much. What an honor and privilege to be here today. And all the listeners, I really trust that the revelation will give you peace, give you direction. And like our ministry says, GPS,
yes.
Give you direction. And you know, coming, you know, our ministry is pretty much a ministry that carries the Issachar anointing. So that was an anointing in the Bible that one of the tribes had to interpret the times and the seasons. And I really feel if there's one anointing and one gifting you should have is to have that anointing to interpret the times and the season, meaning God, what are you doing right now? Mm. What is it right now on heaven's agenda? And if you know that, you know how to navigate yourself and align yourself with that. And I think in the times where people are saying, what is going on? You know, how's my new season looking? Lord, I don't have a blueprint for it. I have my words, but things are really looking very demarcal, you know, around us. And there's a lot of turbulence. I really feel we need to ask the Lord for that anointing of Issachar to interpret the times and the seasons as covenant people of the Lord and as believers. So we operate in that anointing, and our ministry operate in that anointing. So where we are on a macro level in terms of that is we are currently in the kingdom age. This is the on the macro level, the kingdom age we have moved into, which means that God says, this is my time to rule and to reign. And this is my time on the planet to release my kingdom power on the planet. And, you know, there's been seasons where the enemy had its time, but God says now it's my time and it's the kingdom age. And we're going to shift from normal church expression to kingdom rule. So you're going to see the power and the glory and the fire of God and the miracle working power of the Holy Spirit, like in the old times, starting to manifest, where kingdom rule is coming into the earth. And this is a time, you know, when God comes onto the scene, everything shakes. Mm. It's not that God wants to punish anybody or anything. He wants to, you know, cause natural disasters and dramas or whatever. But when God comes into the scene, because God, the foundation of his throne is righteousness and justice. And when God moves into the earth realm, he comes, everything shakes. That's not in alignment with that. And all the structures that are not in alignment is shaking. And that which can be shaken shall be shaken. And we can see, the Bible says it begins with the church first. Mm. We the earth is shaking. The earth is groaning, the Bible says, for the manifestations and the sons of God. So when God comes to town, everything that's not in alignment with righteousness and justice, including us, begins to shake. Mm-hmm. So the Lord is saying the shaking for the body of this, the whole earth is shaking. There's a lot of turbulence. We're in that season of Isaiah 60, where God says the glory of the Lord is going to rise upon his bride and rise and be seen upon them. The light is going to shine brighter and the glory will rise and his glory will be seen upon his people. But darkness is also going to increase. So the enemy knows that this is the kingdom age. This is the time of kingdom rule where God says, I'm about to release such unprecedented power through my people. to do miracle signs and wonders. God is not coming down himself to do it. He uses me and you, those whose lives are clean, those remnant that seek God in spirit and in truth and humility, and is holding on to him and has been prepared in the fire and has prepared in difficult times. And God is going to come and cause nameless and faceless people to be shifted to the forefront through divine substitution. God's going to put them in places of influence. You're going to see God removing people coming into place. And God's going to says, who's this person? Who's this powerful man? Who's this powerful woman? And God is anointing those people that has hidden. Many of some of the listeners sitting outside, maybe God has prepared you in hiddenness where you felt you've been through difficult seasons of incredible drama and fire and going through a lot of stuff. Well, God is getting ready to pour out his anointing through you because you've been prepared in the fire. And now is the time where God is going to rise, lift you up into places of prominence, give you a voice, use you financially, use you to advance the kingdom in this day and age. Mm-hmm. So the shaking, the Lord wants you to know that the shaking that's going on, it's that darkness of Isaiah 60, where the enemy knows what God is about to do. Sure. We're going to have another great awakening on this planet, where millions of people are going to sweep into the kingdom through the glory of the Lord. And God is going to do that, but the enemy knows. So he want to counteract the plans of the enemy by releasing darkness. So Isaiah 60 says he's going to release darkness over the earth and utter darkness over its people. So you can see through the shaking, through the famine, the wars, all those things. And a lot of the international prophets, I listen
all
to
the
their
continents.
Words, are saying even in November, it's going to be a month of remember, a lot of shaking, a lot of clashing of swords, a lot of stuff. Now, that can really be unsettling for us as believers because we are not from the world, but we are in the world. So the Lord is saying, it's quite important that he wants you to know that the shaking that's going on is not for your destruction, but it's for your repositioning. God says from a covenant perspective, you need to know the shaking that's going on, it's for the repositioning of the body of Christ. It's your time of elevation. It's your time where God wants to reposition you. God wants to bring about the answering to his prophetic promises over your life. But we need to be positioned to know that and be in the rest of the Lord, to know God. This is not, I'm not going to go down with the other people. And that's why it's so important. There's two things we need quickly how we should posture ourselves in this perilous time.
Yes,
firstly, that knowledge of what the season is all about. So the shaking is to reposition you into the place of prominence. The shaking is to bring wealth transfer. All the wealth transfer happened in the Bible and time of famine, wars, or shaking. So this is the typical thing where the Lord is going to do that. So not to align your faith with the shaking in terms of, oh my God, Lord, we're going to die, have these conversations and people around you that are shaking with the shaking and they're speaking negative, they're speaking fear, because part of this darkness is the fear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good afternoon, Renette, and good afternoon, listeners. And I'm just interjecting here quickly. And I think myself and Anton just get so excited about this topic because it's really something that's been burning on our hearts.
Yes.
Because we can see how the body of Christ is just feeling so depressed and down.
And almost paralyzed.
And almost, yes. They are paralyzed.
They are paralyzed. Like, really, what is this?
Typically how the enemy operates, and like Anton said, Isaiah 60, the Bible says, my children, rise up from your place of prostration. Jesus. What is prostration? Where you lie flat on the floor. Get up from that place of prostration and depression, and where you're being, feeling so flat on the floor because of your situation and your circumstances, where circumstances have literally kept you. God says, you need to make the first step. You rise up. Rise up and know that I've got a new life for you. Rise up and know that the plans that I have for you is plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope, plans to give you a future. But you see, many times because we don't rise up, we're waiting. The enemy comes with darkness and he literally tries to put a blanket over us to try to mesmerize us in our minds and to try to bring thoughts of fear that paralyzes us. And this is such a typical strategy of the enemy that he wants to put you in a place where he makes you feel so threatened about tomorrow that he paralyzes you today.
Today.
that you can't do anything. And you know, today it's so important that you pray, that you do warfare, that you stand your ground, because everything you do today will secure your future tomorrow. So if he can get it right to get into your head, that he can disconnect you from starting to pray, starting to pray, starting to position yourself in the promises that he said he would do, he already has your future then, if you allow him to. And God says, rise up from that place. Rise up and know that I'm here, and the plans that I have for you is to put you in a place of prominence and to give you your voice back, to give you your influence back, and to show people of the world that the God that you serve is truly alive.
Wow, that is so powerful, profound, because we are so bent and buckled as what the world cannot see. And this is the time that we've been in this comfort zone and thinking that everything's actually okay and we've just been cruising. Like, we cannot be part-time Christians in a full-time with a full-time enemy.
That's
really
right.
We cannot. We have to stay plugged in. And I just love what you shared about the fact that, you know, about being prominent. This is the time for, and you mentioned earlier on the fact that the ordinary person is going to arise.
Yes.
This is a time where I know we've seen a lot of discredit, you know, where God is being discredited and ministries are being discredited by the fallen heroes and evangelists and leaders. But this is the time where we have to stand strong from ground level up. So just share with us what is it that you think that how to get that positioning? How do we rise up within ourselves to be able to get that started?
But the Bible says we live by faith and not by sight. So the Lord is calling us to rise up with people, like people with radical faith, to push in. You know, it's that Revelations 4:1 scripture that God says, come up here, come up higher. And, you know,
and
the scripture talks about that it was a voice calling people higher, and the voice sounded like a war trumpet. So God says, push through warfare. God has given us weapons of warfare in the Bible. And push through warfare, prayer, fasting, decrees, proclamations, worship, violent worship, push, and come up higher with the Lord. Because what you are looking for, that revelation, that breakthrough, is in the next level. And God says, come, push higher, come up higher. And it's going to take warfare and determination, like Kari said, to rise up and come up higher. And we should be careful, because we need to live by faith and not by sight. So our five senses pick up from the environment around us. The enemy is a master to creating dust clouds around us, you know, issues around us, problems, you know, and dramas and all the rumors of wars and, you know, all the negative stuff.
Yes, all the negative stuff.
Yeah,
and when you look again, it wears you down.
Absolutely. And the media amplifies that. People around you in your sphere of influence amplifies that. And that fear and that doubt can really jump on you. And before we know it, we partner with the fear of doubt and unbelief that says God cannot or God will not. And we need to break the alignment and covenants with our mouths, with death, with parting with unbelief and doubt and fear, talking with the other people, because that really delays you. That brings delays. That sucks out the faith, and you need faith. Yes. Faith is the only divine exchange rate between heaven and earth. Your faith and your expectation. If you don't have faith and expectation to God, for God to do something for you, and you align yourself with what you see in the natural, you're going to go under that cloud of darkness that the enemy wants to bring over the rest of the people. So you need to make sure that you rise up higher to see things from God's perspective. Mm-hmm. And you know what's the big thing, Renette, is there's no blueprint for our future. There's no blueprints for, because God has
no
given
guarantees.
No
either.
Guarantees, but God has given many of us prophetic words. But there's really no blueprint for your future, that you say, Lord, I know there's new things coming. And the scripture for the season is Isaiah 43:19, that God says, I'm doing a new thing. Can't you see it? And God is saying, forget, it's an instruction, forget the things of the past. Forget, don't ponder on the things of the past. Forget the things that has happened in the past. Cut the soul tie with the old season. Do not, you don't have to have all your questions answered. And because we get stuck in the old season emotionally and spiritually, because of the devastation and the loss and the power of regret and all these things, even if you made mistakes, it doesn't matter. God has a way to recalculate, like a GPS, your journey and reroute
and you.
He'll still get you. You know, to Jeremiah 29:11, get you to your expected end. So I want to encourage people, because God says there's a spiritual law in Timothy that says, although you've been unfaithful or faithless at times, God remains faithful.
Yeah.
Because he can't deny himself. So I want to say to you, what I want to say today is that God is saying there's no blueprint, because what God says, what I need you to, what God wants to do is to seek Him. He's like never before. To seek Him in spirit and in truth, to yes. connect to His covenant nature, because God wants, like in the days of old, when they came out of Egypt, to trust in His, to trust, for us to trust in His covenant nature. That's why He's not giving us clear blueprints for the future.
Yes.
And that's what God wants. Yes. So you can know God with a history with God, have a close relationship with God, push into that intimate place where you are in the secret place with God, in that place of rest with peace, pressing, having daily prayer and quiet time, pressing with your faith into God, leaning with your entire being on Him, pressing into that, praying, radically trusting with faith, radical faith. And God will start showing in every dimension, because He's a covenant-keeping God with many facets. He's healer, He's deliverer, He's a judge, He's a father. And He wants to display to His people, like in the days of old, this covenant nature.
Yes.
Just you
He's
and Him.
The same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Exactly.
And we forget that.
We forget that.
But isn't it interesting that every time we go through turmoil and difficult situations that we kind of amnesia, and, you know, we kind of forget what God has done to us in the past. And we actually encouraged, you know, many of our members at Kingdom GPS to write down all the miracles that you can recite them.
Amen.
Because when the enemy comes, you know, with these things, and you tend to forget, but then you can remind God. The Bible says, remind me. You know, God says, remind me. Then you can say, God, you did it for me then. How much more, if you can do it for me there, you can do it for me now. And actually, the Hebrew word, you know, for testimony is do it again. I don't know if you knew
yes,
this.
No,
and
didn't.
You see, when you, and this is why God says, you know, that we have to bring our testimonies, and we have to share our testimonies with people, because that is an invitation to the Lord that the same things He did for someone else or in a previous season, He'll do it again. We always say the same angels that were there witnessing the miracle that took place, the moment you share that testimony, there's an activation, and the same angels start showing up so that that same miracle can start appearing. And this is why you will overcome by the words of your mouth and by the blood of the, of your testimony. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Yeah, so it's a dual thing. You see, so we have to share our testimony, because in it, it carries the power that will break other people out and into a place of breakthrough.
Amen. We're going to revisit that right now, because this is now powerful information, you know,
Revelation,
because we're so stuck. We have to get unstuck. And I just absolutely love it. We're going to listen to a quick song, and we're going to break into a music break now, but we will be with you right after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Wow, I'm almost not wanting to I'm almost not wanting this program to end, to be honest. It has been such an exciting time with Anton and Corey Smith from Kingdom GPS in the studio with us this afternoon. And we are so blessed with this powerful, profound word and revelation of how to position ourselves and prepare ourselves as children of God, because we are so in such difficult times, and we are, you know, the new year's coming, and we feel that we cannot, you know, what next, because nothing seems to have happened this year that we actually expected. So much has happened. It's been floods, it's been natural disasters, it's been wars, it's been political changes. I mean, every other country has been having elections.
Turmoil.
It's just been turmoil, and we just get cluttered. Our brains get so cluttered, and we get so disconnected from the promises of God. So, Corey, we're going to revisit what you were started the first session. What did the Lord reveal to you about this time that we need to stay connected, and how do we stay connected?
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Yes. You know, yesterday as I was praying and I was saying, Holy Spirit, what is going on? Because so many people feel so despondent and say, Lord, I've fasted, I've prayed, and I've done everything, and how do I position myself differently? You know, and as I was praying about all of this, suddenly the Lord took me into a vision, and I had a vision of an angel handing me a golden bat. I'm like, Lord, I'm not so much into sport, but thank you. And I looked at this angel, and he said to me, it's your turn to strike and go for gold. I'm like, this is quite strange. And he said to me, take the bat and strike hard. And as I was looking at this golden bat, suddenly I heard the Father say to me, Kari, the enemy has tried hard to bring about a match fix in the lives of many people. And now, what is a match fix? Now, a match fix is when there is a rugby game or a cricket game going on, there is some people behind the scenes that are predetermined the outcome of the game, you know, saying, and they're casting lots and they're
corruption
doing all kinds,
and
it's
all kinds
corruption. Yes, it's evident that it's a violating of the rules, and it's many times violating of the law. And isn't it exactly what the enemy has been doing to many of God's children, where he's telling them, listen, your situation, your financial situation, your marriage situation, it's a match fix. And it doesn't even help if you pray. It doesn't help if you fast. It doesn't help. But let me tell you, God is saying, it doesn't matter what the enemy is saying. God is saying, you pick up the bat, which means pray. You pick up this bat and you give it one more shot and you see how I will reposition you into the right position that I have for you to enter into your season of fruition. God says, do not allow the enemy to get into your head, to mesmerize you with his lies. For I am the way maker. I will make a way and I will bring about an outcome because I'm faithful and I will watch over my word to perform it. And all you need to do is hold my hand because we're in covenant. And covenant means that when you are weak, I am strong. And watch how I will pick you up, turn your life around, and put your feet back on solid ground.
Wow. Absolutely profound, because that is where we need to get to. We need to get to that major connection, that time of intimate giving God the chance, because what we do is we try everything else. We try everything on media, social media, everything influences our thought pattern. And I'm just loving the fact that we have to keep looking at him and stay focused and pray with him, and he will answer us.
You know, Renette, I actually want to say this to the listeners. We always have this thing that we say, if there is a man that's willing to pray, there is a God that's willing to answer. But the problem is that we are living in a society that's fast-paced. You know, there's no time to pray. There's no time to sit quiet time because we have to work and we have to do this and that. And I'm all for that. The problem is that we have to reorder our day right at the beginning
there
of the day. So if
that's
we start the day by dedicating it to the Lord and saying, Father, will you reorder my day that I need to make the connection that I can make? Lord, let the angels reorder my day so that I need to be at the place where you need me to be, connecting with the right people you need me to connect with. Lord, the angels that you've set aside for me according to the pages that's written about my life before the foundation of the earth in Psalms 139, God says, I've written every page of the story of your life, even before your life has started. Lord, I want to walk perfectly in that time. So whatever's on that page is written for my life for today, I want to walk into that. And you know, if we're not going to pray, no one's going to do it for us. So we need to pray and say, Lord, this is where I want to be. Reorder my day. And when we make time for God, God will come through. God will tell you where to go, what to do, where to be, and you will not miss one thing that is written on your pages of the book of life.
I think that ministered to me more than anybody else. I'm like actually very tearful right now. Because I can tell you now, it is so, you know, we get so cluttered and we're chasing, what are we chasing? Instead of just putting him in the center of your day from the start, and he paces you, and you just give him the space and then he paces you. I mean, it's just, what is going on with us that we're seeking help all over the place, but by the feet, by his feet.
Amen.
And just coming unto his submission and trusting him and being obedient and just being in his will. Anton, I know you've got something to share on, follow up on this, please, because I'm like, wow, I cannot absorb much more, to be honest. I feel like overload.
I think, Renette, the bottom line is, it's not very difficult. God is just saying to turn to me with all of your heart. Come with me with humbleness. There's a combination between humbleness, repentance, submission to God. And, you know, when we humble ourselves before the Lord gives us grace. And grace is a currency of heaven that releases divine empowerment. It's something that is free. It's something that releases a power from heaven heaven to shift us out of our natural situation into a supernatural dimension when all things are possible. So we need to go, but God is saying, come back to me, come and seek me, spend time with me, make time for quiet time, make time for your prayer life. Come and seek me. Come, I want you, I want that intimacy. From intimacy, I will share revelation with you. And we need to come up higher. Maybe you're just at a certain level. You know, maybe many of us have been through difficult seasons, seasons of devastation, disillusionment. Many is in hope deferred because what you hoped for has not happened, or in the timeline. The enemy has got it right to blame God. You're blaming God for certain things. You buy into lies. And the strongholds in our minds, that self-sabotaging mindsets and belief system, yeah, those things that really blocked us is mindsets in our minds and lies that we believe ourselves about God, about His faithfulness. And if the enemy has got you into that trap, you cannot really move forward, because as a man thinketh, so is he. So your thought drive your action. So we have to pull down those strongholds, the high places that the enemy is seated in. And it starts with strongholds in the mind, wrong belief systems, self-sabotaging belief systems. And also the other thing that we battle in moving forward with God, because God wants to give us a new beginning. When I share in the next clip about what is God saying for 2025, but if you stay stuck in the old season, if you are connected to the old season, then God is going to battle to get you into a new beginning. So we have to co-labor with God. We have to move with God and say, Lord, I am cutting the ties with the old season. I'm cutting the ties with loss. I'm cutting the ties with regret. And I'm turning fully to you with radical faith, trusting you. You are a covenant-keeping God. You're a God that wants to bring your covenants to pass. This is the season where God is going to come and do something supernatural in your life. But God needs our faith and God needs your expectation, because that is the divine exchange rate between heaven and earth. Not your crying, not your moaning. Nothing is going to bring down heaven to earth but your faith. Faith is the only divine exchange rate. So that's why the war is for our faith. Maybe you're sitting disappointment, discouraged. Maybe you're passive in your prayer life because of the extreme difficulty, the extreme dramas and trauma you've gone through. And God says, I know it's difficult, but there's grace to shift out of that. And let your faith arise today, because I want to give you a new start. I want to give you a fresh beginning. I want to turn over a new page, a clean slate. Will you allow me to start a fresh race with you, where God is going to bring so much redeeming of time, so much freshness. God is going to redeem time. God is going to buy back time for you. How does God do that? Because I don't know of you, but in my life, I'm saying, Lord, can I get the years back that I've lost?
Yes.
The years back. You know, it's not about this. It's really about how many time have I lost? And God says the years that the locusts have eaten, the caterpillar, the devourers have eaten, that you've been stripped of. God says, I'm giving it back to you in productivity. In this season, my new beginning is going to be so fruitful. It's going to be so fruitful and so rich and so unusual that I'm going to get the glory, that when that new beginning comes and you allow me through faith to birth it in your life, through radical faith, God says, I'm going to give you that beginning that's going to cause you to forget the pain of the past. It's going to get you the trauma of the past. It's going to be so productive that what you would have done in 10 years, you're going to do in 2 years.
Praise the Lord.
And it's going to be so full and rich that you will not even forget those 20 years or 30 years that you have lost. And God is the owner of time. He will do it for you.
Yes, I love the timeline story. We're going to continue with this. We have to quickly take a break. And it's so unprecedented at the moment. We really need to get back to this conversation, because I can tell you now, I've been so encouraged by this and so expectant of what God has got planned, even though we are feeling so stretched at the end of this year, and that He has got a new thing for us. Mm-hmm. So we're going to join Anton and Corey Smith straight after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
I have Anton Smith and Corey Smith from Kingdom GPS in the studio this afternoon, and this studio is rocking right now with Holy Spirit really giving us such powerful revelation of the way forward. And we are so ready to get unstuck, and we need to be okay, family. We need to be okay in these times that we're seeing. It's not going to get better. It's going to actually progressively get worse. But who are we going to be in these times? How are we going to navigate ourselves? So, Anton, you know, I just want to give you guys
us a thumbs up. You know, you can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657 or Telegram us on 081-729-1657 and SMS us on 37988. And we've also got a wonderful Facebook page where you're welcome to see all of us and a bit of what activities that we are involved with. And then at the same time, we have a counseling department, and we know people are tired at the end of the year and wanting prayer and needing prayer. Our number is 021-9177-000, and you just press option 1 and see how we can help you and guide you and direct you. But now we're going to get back into this amazing conversation of the way we can move forward. So, Anton, you just mentioned the fact that we stay is stuck and we sort of go into these familiar patterns that we just don't have new things and new things. And you've said God has got a new thing for us. So please share what you think we can really be expectant
Absolutely.
Of.
So what God, I've already explained, this is, in the next program, we're going to talk about what God is saying he's going to do for 2025.
Yes, please.
And God wants to give us a new beginning. This is not a time for the body of Christ to be destroyed and part of the shaking and part of the stuff that's going on around us. We shouldn't be part of that. You shouldn't align your emotions with that, because God says this is your time to shine. This is your time to reposition. And this is your time where I've planned to shift you into your high calling so you can do amazing things for the kingdom. I'm going to give you power and authority. Let my Holy Spirit flow through you. And this is my plan to shift you into your calling and to give you a hope and a future and a voice and to advance the kingdom. So this is very important for you. Don't align with what the enemy is doing. And we already said the most important keys is to feed your personal prayer altar. No prayer, no power. No prayer, no power. And what I can say is the biggest thing you can do is to focus on your prayer life. Increase your prayer life. Increase your intimacy with the Lord. Make changes that will make time for God. And push in prayer. Push in prayer. Push and fast. Do what you can to build intimacy with the Lord. And we've also said cut yourself loose from the old season, the soul ties. You don't have to have all your prayers answered, or all your questions answered, I mean, and all those things that can hold you back in the mindset. Mm-hmm. So that is part. Otherwise, you can't move into the old season. And the enemy wants to wear out the saints, you know, in Daniel 7 and through lots of issues and troubles and dramas around you. And if he can get you to be shipwrecked just before you step into a new season, because you give up, you're tired, you lay down your sword, because you're so tired and weary because of the battles and stuff, that's exactly where he wants you to be. So make sure that you're part of a spiritual covering, that you are part of a congregation, because it's the banana that gets separated from the bunch that gets peeled first. And the lone rangers and those that are hurt and broken and alone, they are a prey for the enemy to take you out and to destroy you. So get hooked in with other believers. Find your tribe. Find the right place where you need to be, where God can feed you into your giftings and your callings. And the other thing is quite important for me, what the Lord is saying to me, there's such a great rise in the natural, like things with artificial intelligence that is rising. I see there's workshop being held in artificial intelligence, and God is saying this is actually a mirror image or a manifestation for the body of Christ. It's a call to increase your spiritual intelligence in this season. And because people perish because of a lack of knowledge, we should increase our spiritual intelligence, because what God can give you is much higher than artificial intelligence.
Yes.
And we must have a greater desire. Ask the Lord for a greater desire to drive and to grow in the knowledge of God and the truth of God, because this is the times we live in that ignorance will really cost you dearly. Hosea 4 says, my people perish. My people are destroyed because of a lack of
knowledge.
Not a lack of prayer, not a lack of fasting, not a lack of worship. Knowledge about what? Knowledge about different spiritual realities, spiritual rules of engagement that you're not aware of. It's operating in the kingdom, and if you follow it, you will surely have breakthrough. But because of your background, you don't have any information about it, you don't have any knowledge about it, and you just blame God. You don't know what other realities are there. Why am I blocking? Why am I blocked? Why don't I step into my prophetic promises? Why do I feel I don't move forward? You know, I've got lost my address. And God says, if you are not going to grow in spiritual intelligence and a knowledge of God, because there is other realities, we're going to become casualties of our environment.
Sure.
And you don't want to be like that. So what is your current level of spiritual intelligence? Your spiritual knowledge must have the ability in this season to deliver you. I'm serious about that, because otherwise lack of knowledge is going to destroy you. And some people die without even having reaching the fullness because they believe lies about it's what's deception. Happening to them. Deception.
Yeah, and you know, the world is so counterfeit. It looks so close to the real thing, you know, and we get deceived.
Deceived, and you believe lies about God, about His Word, and
even the Word gets misappropriated.
I just wanted Absolutely. To say, Anton, that it's so important that, like you said, about spiritual intelligence, that we need to know what are the things that the enemy has as a legal card to block our prayers from being answered. And you know, because we lack knowledge, we end up being angry at God, thinking He doesn't hear us, feeling that what's it worth to pray? What is it worth to fast? Because there's no results. But we need the intelligence, and this is what happens when we spend time with the Holy Spirit, when we spend time with God. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of the truth.
Yes.
He shows us things. Yes. And if we come to Him and say, I don't understand, why am I being blocked? Why is my prayers not being answered? You know, many times we ourselves are our own greatest enemies. And the reason why I'm saying this is if the enemy uses us. He uses our mouths, and our mouths become the weapon that the enemy uses in these end times, because we say things with our mouths that gives the enemy the legal right that, you know, to stop and to block us. Because out of our mouths, we sometimes want to praise the Lord, but out of our mouths, we want to curse. We want to release, you know, negative words. We want to speak against our leaders, speak against people. And then we don't understand. You know, we murmur, complain, and, you know, it was in the Bible when the Israelites started murmuring and complaining, you know, when they were in the desert, their hedges started lifting and the snakes came in. So many times we don't understand why the snakes comes in, because it's our own mouths that we open up the gates for the snakes and the attacks to come in, because we give the enemy the legal right.
Yes.
You know, so many times we make verbal agreements with the enemy without us even knowing it.
And we're so used to it.
And we're so used to it. And you know, he doesn't have a problem with waiting. Mm. And he waits for an opportune time. When it's your time to step into your next level, he pulls out that card when you lost your temper, when you had an emotional breakdown, when you were 16 and you had, you know, you were on drugs or whatever the case might be. And he uses your own words to block you and stop you. Let me give you a good example. You all know when Jesus told Peter, that was one of his disciples, and Jesus told him, Peter, on you I want to build my church. So Jesus actually, Jesus actually prophesied to him about his destiny, saying, I want to build my church on you. And if we read on, you know, a couple of chapters later, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus told Peter, Peter, you're going to, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me and deny that you know me three times. And he said, Lord, I will never do that. I love you too much. I'll never do that. But if you can remember, when Jesus came before the Sanhedrin, you know, there was someone, he was standing right at the back. There, no one was with Jesus. And the Bible said, and someone came to Peter and said, aren't you with Jesus? Aren't you one of his disciples? And he says, no, I don't know him. Go away. And he went away. Peter just stood a little bit further from Jesus when Jesus was right in front being accused. And someone else came to Peter and said, Peter, aren't you some of Jesus' followers? He says, no, I don't know Jesus at all. And then another little girl came and says, I'm sure I've seen you with Jesus. And he said, I don't know Jesus. And at that moment, the cock crowed, and Jesus and Peter actually started crying, because he realized that the warning that Jesus gave, he just fell into the trap. But remember, there was still a prophetic word.
He's
Peter, I'm going to build on you the church. And Jesus knew that the enemy was going to use this to stop Peter from stepping into his prophetic calling. And many times we are saying, Lord, why don't you allow me to step into my prophetic calling? But we don't realize that we have said some stuff that can block us. And Jesus knew that his word is yea and amen. And he will not go back on his word. So Jesus knew he had to do something. So what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Right at the end, Jesus came to him after Jesus' resurrection, when Jesus appeared to them in his resurrected form, and he came to Peter and he said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? And Peter looked at him and said, yes, Jesus. And Jesus said to him, go feed my flock. For a second time, Jesus came to him and said to him, Peter, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord. And he said, go feed my flock. For the third time, he said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, I told you I love you. And he says, go feed my flock. But you know what Jesus did? He used spiritual intelligence, because in that moment, he reversed a verbal transaction that should have canceled Peter's calling, his destiny, and his prophetic assignment for the future. It would have canceled it. Can you imagine? And Jesus had spiritual intelligence to know that Peter's own words would have blocked him from becoming one of the guys that would be filled, one of the apostles whose shadow would heal the dead and raise the dead. Jesus knew this was the prophetic destiny, but he had to undo the verbal covenant. And now, to get back to what I said at the beginning, it is our own words many times that blocks us from stepping into what God has for us for the future. And this is exactly what Anton said. We need spiritual intelligence, and we need to sit with the Holy Spirit to say, the enemy came to interfere with our times. He came to interfere with our seasons. And what is it, Holy Spirit, that I have done that gave the enemy the legal right to stop me and block me from stepping into my prophetic destiny?
Amen. Amen. And I think that is what we don't know. We don't know how to revisit where we have to get undone again, to undo what has been spoken over us. Oh, wow. This is absolutely tremendous. You know, they're going to be with us next week as well. So I'm just wanting to really just bind this up, tie this up quickly, because we are really going to be stepping into 2024 prepared. And I'm 25. Leaving 2024 the way we are and stepping into 2025 with a new vision of what God's got purposed and planned for us. So family and friends, I want you to just tell us how we can connect with you in the meantime, so that people can just really be excited and maybe look at, you know, plugging in with you somehow in the new year.
We have our own ministry and our own church. Yes. So we are in the northern suburbs of Cape Town in the Tiger Valley area. So we have services. We're on Facebook.
YouTube, Kingdom GPS on YouTube.
So subscribe and like it. Look at the teachings if you like this.
Yes, it's lovely.
And on Facebook as well. And yeah, so yeah, so you're welcome to follow us and have a look at, if you want more of these teachings, more of these revelations, you're so welcome to come and visit us online or in person.
That is incredible, because it's been so lovely for me, because I live in Swellendam, so I follow them on Facebook. So it's amazing what technology does help. It really gives us access to so many ministries that are so powerful and profound. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to next week.
Amen.
And
thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's going to be powerful. Next week, we're going to cover what is God's purpose and plan for 2025 for us, and how are we going to step into that. So family, friends, and out there, thank you for being with us this afternoon. May you just continuously be blessed. Enjoy your families. Go out there, be the light. The light will cancel all darkness, and that you can walk into the new year, loving your family, celebrating your time with your family, and just be kind and be loving, and go and speak about Jesus in these times, and don't hide behind the parties and all the things that are other celebrations that are not from him. And step out and stick to the rules as you step into 2025.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So we're going to have Kari and Anton again next week. So please join us. It's going to be powerful, powerful message released for 2025. Amen. God bless. Yeah.